Hi, this is Paul Marks, host and producer of Multifamily Matters. Today we're going to air the best of Multifamily Matters. It's a very educational and informative episode, so listen and enjoy the best of Multifamily Matters.
Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of Beyond Centralization, AI and Automation Shaping Multifamily's Future. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fabulous Jamie Gorski, the strategic multifamily consultant with the Gorski Consulting Group. Welcome, Jamie.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, you know, we were talking, before we started this episode, we both attended recently OPTEC 2024. For those of you listening, this, you may be listening this way out in the future. And AI and automation, it seems like we've kind of turned a corner in multifamily. There was so much great information and sessions and some of the exhibitors about this topic, and it was refreshing to see. What did you think?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, because I think in the past we had all these sessions about centralization, and centralization can be good and good in a number of areas. But I think it's limiting, and I think that we were sort of missing the boat and not really looking at what AI and automation could do for us, because that's far more powerful, impactful, and it's an area that we really should have been focused on instead of, again, sort of doing this centralized the operations with regionalized leasing and maintenance. And what was fun, as you and I discussed, is when we went to OPTEC, yes, the conversations have definitely shifted to more AI and automation.
Let's peel the onion back on that a little bit. Why AI and automation over the traditional centralization that everybody's been talking about for years?
Well, there's a few reasons. One is you might have a portfolio where centralization might work for certain aspects of the business, maybe the assistant manager role, so you're doing some of the delinquencies, rent collections, renewals, et cetera. So maybe you can take that off, but maybe you don't have the ability to do regionalized leasing or maintenance because you cannot cluster sister properties, and so you can't dispatch sort of maintenance to, you know, to the communities in need, or have a leasing agent that could cover two or three properties, because you're just, your portfolio is not set up that way. But I think more importantly is you're limiting yourself, because even, you know, looking at some companies who have centralized and they're having team members handle some of, again, this, you know, back of the house assistant manager roles, they're getting overwhelmed. And I think they're getting overwhelmed because, again, they hadn't really looked at, well, wait a minute, we really could be using AI. We could really, you know, again, you know, automate these processes better. And so we're starting to see that shift. And the other you had mentioned, too, is, you know, at the expo at OPTEC, there are so many more choices and great companies that can help us with this. So, yeah, so I think it's really, this AI and automation are really going to improve our efficiency. We're going to have better strategic insights. We're going to really know how to elevate the customer experience. And while all that's happening, it elevates the associate experience because they're not doing the busy work. They're up-leveled in their roles, and we should be paying them more because they're doing jobs that are really going to make a difference with the customer. So I think it's one of the most exciting times in our industry.
Yeah, and we've got about 6 minutes left in this segment. Tell me a little bit about how you believe this would give a competitive advantage to folks that utilize the AI and the automation.
Yeah, I think again, many companies have been focused where they could on centralizing some of the services or regionalizing leasing and maintenance. But those that can really move towards this using AI in many different areas of the business and automating this so that we can get things done quicker, faster, and use our data more to drive business decisions because we have better insights than ever before. I just think that, again, that's the area of opportunity. As an example, you think about predictive maintenance. You know, if we really are using AI sort of tools or other tools that can let us know when it can anticipate a reoccurring issue, maybe a heat pump, its life expectancy, or water leaks, and these things that exist today. But if you can imagine if you did that in every area of your business, if you used AI automation in leasing and make that customer experience better by responding to our customers so quickly and responding accurately and being consistent with the brand. Again, maintenance, the same thing. But you just take every area of the business. And I think what we've done is sort of yeah, we're doing one step at a time, and again, maybe moving towards this org structure, a new business model, new roles, instead of sort of incorporating both the way we should, and maybe moving more towards that AI and automation.
We've got about 4 minutes left. Tell me a little bit about what you believe if you try to move to AI and automation. What are some of the pain points people might experience?
Well, I think when you first move to AI, there's always the resistance, not always, but in some positions, some individuals, it's another change and they're not as eager to do it. But when they see the benefits of it, and especially if you can explain this when you're first going out and launching and saying this is why it's better for you, why your position will be more fulfilling, and why the customer will have a better experience. And then ultimately with that, there's obviously better performance. But I think that some of the issues have been typical. Again, change management, maybe it's integrations. And sometimes, too, it takes time for AI to really, take hold, have enough data, provide the insights, having the right people lead these initiatives. So like anything that's new, there'll be some bumps along the road. I think we've been more resistant because concerned, right? It's AI, I think, in the beginning, but you're just like you and I talked about, we're seeing that shift where, it's sort of more expected. So I love that it will become just part of what we do and part of what we do every day. I think that the guardrails, too, you need to put up so that we don't have misinformation and having people that are really focused on these sort of that human element to make sure that the AI is going in the right direction, and a good data team that can make sure that, again, that the data that is being maintained and coming in is clean, and that we're really, yes, drawing insights from that, but having somebody that's focused on that is important.
We've got about a minute and a half left. Tell me a little bit about, one of the things we heard a lot about with centralization, and I'm starting to hear a little bit about it with AI, is, you know, the people fear they're going to lose their jobs because centralization is going to take that away. And then, of course, AI is going to take away jobs. What are you hearing in the industry? I got a minute left.
Yeah, I think that it's a change. I think it's bigger, better jobs. I think that when people understand that AI can really improve the customer experience, but also take those, tasks that aren't as fun, aren't as meaningful off the associate's plate, and they get to up-level their skills. I don't think it's taking away jobs either, because our turnover is high in this industry. And so what I hope is, it's not taking over their roles, but giving them a meatier, better, more impactful role where they're even paid more money, and that our turnover would actually come back down to pre-COVID times. So I think that that is starting to shift from it's taking my role to looking at this as I get to do more meaningful work.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of Beyond Centralization: AI and Automation Shaping Multifamily's Future. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the amazing Jamie Gorski, the strategic multifamily consultant with the Gorski Consulting Group. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Jamie, when it comes to AI and automation, what are some of the key areas that you can use those two disciplines in to enhance the resident experience?
Yeah, I think that we talked about some, but we can look at automating lease processing, and we do, rent collection, maintenance requests, you know. And I want to go back to one thing you asked about is, are people worried about losing their jobs? You know, I think maintenance roles, that AI can't do what they do.
Sure.
And so that's certainly an area that they shouldn't be worried about their roles. But what they like to do is go in there and fix the issues, and they get rewarded by that, and they like doing that. And so now if you're using AI and automating sort of the maintenance requests, so that like a customer could email in, and they might be even renewing their lease, but then add at the end of that, oh, by the way, my dishwasher's broken, you know, it's leaking. And then with AI, we can actually grab that snippet and put it right in as a service ticket, and it starts the process. And then immediately AI is responding back to the customer, scheduling the time to come out, and then the maintenance team can go in and do what they do best. But now they don't have to worry about those communications. And because it is automated, and it can even automate it so it can close out the ticket, and then, of course, you're collecting that data so that you're understanding sort of the bigger picture, either from that customer and sort of what's been happening in their apartment or your property view. So I think AI automation, just about every area of our business. But again, the lease processing, rent collection, leasing, maintenance, those are the big areas. Leasing, I think the customer satisfaction has actually increased by using AI. We all knew in the business that we couldn't answer the phone all the time, or the call centers weren't necessarily able to do the best job always with the prospects. But now with AI, we get back to customers in less than 30 seconds, and they're getting everything they need for the most part. And handoffs to agents have really decreased. So that I know Avalon Bay had stated that 95% of their leasing is done solely by AI. And I know of another company that stated 85% of their appointments set for tours are solely done by AI. But instead of us being worried, is this being handled right? I think, again, the customer satisfaction is actually getting better. I think we're still at that place, though, that there does need to be a handoff. Still, when the AI is not able to answer, and like good companies we see today, Caterpillar, Nike, others, they still have the handoff. So we're still in that process, but we'll see as time goes on.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about one thing that we've always heard. Is that multifamily kind of takes the lead in a lot of cases, or it has in the past, from the hospitality industry. Talk a little bit about that when it comes to AI and automation.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's funny, multifamily does look at hospitality quite a bit for ideas. Hospitality has looked at us for the way we've done our amenities, and they are creating different hotel experience learning from us. But when it comes to AI, certainly hotel brands have done a great job with personalizing resident experiences or guest experiences. And so we can obviously do the same thing. We have not done that in the past. But now, again, with the use of AI, and if we're collecting the information on our customer, we understand their needs, their wants, then we're able to then tailor, events, neighborhood tips, other resident interests, and then really have great loyalty programs. And, there's a great loyalty program in our industry now. We have never been able to do this. And this is the first time that I think that we can be as good as the hotel brands if we're using, again, this data-centric approach, AI, automation, understanding our customers better, and giving them that personalized experience that they crave.
And as far as the feedback that you get, you need to get feedback on things. How does that work?
Yeah, I think that, we've all looked at sort of our reputation scores or what's being said online with reviews and ratings, our surveys, but really being better at that real-time feedback loop. So obviously taking into, all of that information, but now we can process this much faster and quicker and really have that real-time feedback collection so we can address issues quickly instead of waiting. If we're monitoring this, looking at this, and then acting upon it, I think that's the area that we have to get better at. But it's, again, a very exciting time because our customer satisfaction will continue to rise if we're paying attention to this.
What about, we've got about 3.5 minutes left in the segment. What about the ability for predictive maintenance by using smart technology? What are you hearing on that?
Yeah, I think with being able to predict, systems on their lifespan, understanding if systems aren't working correctly and being more predictive instead of reactive. It's the worst thing in the summer when everybody is ready to maybe put their air conditioning on, and maybe you're in the Northeast and you haven't used it, and then you find out that there's several, heating and air conditioning systems that aren't working. If we're using AI and monitors so that we can, again, sort of judge predict whether this is going to be working well or not. If it's not, replace it. It's almost better to replace it and not have that, all of these service requests come in at the same time. But I think on the maintenance side, there's many areas. It's not my area of expertise, but certainly, maintenance, ESG, construction, lots of opportunity.
So we're going to talk about a little bit more, but I want to get in the next segment, but I want to get the conversation started. Let's talk about AI creating a competitive edge in multifamily. Early adoption, obviously, could create a temporary advantage. Talk a little bit about that. We've got about a minute and a half left in the segment.
Yeah, I think anybody who's really moving ahead and has been maybe AI first, sort of looking at every opportunity to use AI and automation in their business operations and be that early adopter, you're going to have that advantage because you're used to doing this, consuming the information, changing how you do business, responding faster to customer needs, responding to associate needs, and performing better. But what generative AI does is, all of us, if we're putting our information in there, early adopters are using this and we get to learn from them. And so you can maybe erase that advantage a little bit if you're somebody coming in sort of second because you're sort of letting these others do the heavy lifting. But the flip side is really how your organization runs. And if you are that AI sort of first sort of look, and you're sort of saying, I'm going to continue to evolve my business to really take advantage so that I have this competitive edge, I think you will stay ahead. But again, the rest of the companies will learn very quickly. And that big gap that occurred before with those early adopters might not be as big of a gap.
All right. Well, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing the topic of Beyond Centralization and Automation, Shaping Multifamily's Future. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fantastic Jamie Gorski, the Strategic Management Multifamily Consultant with Gorski Consulting Group. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing water conservation solutions for multifamily properties across the U.S. REV, the leasing management company. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. So, Jamie, one of the things that we touched a little bit on in an earlier segment was people fear of losing their positions because of AI and automation. But let's address the potential high turnover. And let me hear your thoughts on that.
So I think that, again, I think that this is a great time to be in our industry, and we shouldn't have the fear of AI taking roles. It's really, we're going to create better roles for our associates, because we're going to be reducing that busy work. They're going to have greater job satisfaction. AI can handle routine tasks, you know, from obviously helping lease apartments to processing leases, collecting rent, maintenance. We talked about before, we have great maintenance team members who just want to be there to fix the issues, and they don't want to be having to worry about scheduling and communications. So we're really freeing our associates from this repetitive work, and that can lead to burnout and to that turnover. But now they're going to be able to focus on meaningful resident interactions. And again, our associates are going to be more satisfied, and they're going to have more purpose in their roles. I mean, people come in this industry mainly because they care. You know, we provide homes, and by taking care of our customers in their apartments, we can make their lives just a little bit better. And I know from a number of conversations from our teams on site, they do care. And now with all of this AI and automation improving our processes, we're making their lives better, and thus, again, customers' lives are better and we're performing better.
How about the enhanced efficiencies and productivity you get from this?
Yeah, I mean, you think about just even, you know, where associates can be prioritizing their tasks. You know, AI, there's great AI tools now that can actually summarize leasing conversations and tell you what the next steps are, so you know exactly what you need to do. We're obviously improving response times. I mean, our industry, again, was known for not picking up the phone, not following up with our customers, and now we can respond, you know, in some cases in less than 30 seconds for texting, chatting, and emails, which I think is just amazing. And it's important because these customers are looking for their new home. They're stressed. They're trying to find this new apartment. And if we can provide service that quickly and that well, it's making their lives better. But I think the other is, you know, just think about urgent maintenance requests. I mean, we can understand those quickly and communicate quickly and faster than we ever have in the past. So, again, we can address those needs. So, yeah, all the way around, I think that this is a great time to be in the industry. And I think we'll see a shift where people are more satisfied and we'll have less turnover.
We've got about 6.5 minutes left. And along with that thought, what about can AI and automation help you to understand the needs of your associates and help with training and things like that?
Yeah, and this is an area that I'd like to actually see some more service providers assist us with. I've seen some outside of our industry, but we know that AI can analyze feedback and sentiment with our customers, our residents and prospects. They can do the same thing with associates. And so we could be identifying morale challenges or support needs. And then it could also be helping with more personalized training content. Even career pathing and lots of other things that, again, could make it better for our associates, or simple things like, say you're a service manager, but your service tech hasn't done all their training, but you as a service manager, you know, want to have to go into the system, figure out what courses are left. You just ask an AI tool and it's going to come back and say, this is what needs to be done. Here's the area of opportunity. Or shopping reports, where in the past we would send shoppers out to properties, and that's been a hard kind of service to use because they usually can't get shoppers to do it. Now you can do it by AI. It's analyzing the leasing conversations, the interactions, even understanding what they looked at in the video. So we have much more information so that that leasing agent can easily see how they can shift what they're doing to be even better. So I just, again, I think we're going to empower our associates. We're going to give them access to training in a much better personalized, engaging way. I'd like to see, again, more companies in this area.
Let's switch over with about 4 minutes left. Let's switch over to brand and reputation management. How can AI and automation help in that?
Yeah, I think many of us are using AI already for online reputation management to understand, again, our customer comments and their sentiment. But I think we can go much further than that. And I think, you know, AI helps build that brand consistency and that trust. And so it's interesting, right, where in the past we were like, well, wait a minute, it has to have that human touch. But here, with AI, you know it's going to speak many languages. It's going to be consistent. It can have the messaging, your brand messaging, your voice. It's going to build trust because it's going to be that consistent, wonderful brand experience that's reliable, that builds that loyalty. And so I think sometimes we forget that and we think, again, it's sort of an AI tool. It's sort of getting this work done, but we're forgetting how much it can help us with even our brand consistency and building that loyalty. And then the other is, you know, we can go further, like, again, the hotel brands, and proactively reach out to our customers with personalized information on community events or anything that we think will enhance their lives that they'll be interested in. So I think this is, again, another area that we're going to continue to do better with.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here, and we are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because Multifamily Matters.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com/subscriptions.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We are discussing the topic of beyond centralization, AI and automation shaping multifamily's future. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the awesome Jamie Gorski, the strategic multifamily consultant with the Gorski Consulting Group. I want to also thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. And Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry, and CTS Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So let's talk a little bit about, Jamie, the initial steps to centralize data and use AI in multifamily. What should people be thinking about to take those initial steps?
Sure, sure. I think the first is you really have to assess and organize your data, your current data. So you have to look at all of the sources. So what are those key data sources, like the prospect, leasing, communications, resident information, including service requests. It's looking at maintenance, reviews, ratings, surveys. And then you need to eliminate those data silos and consolidate all this data into one platform. And then you standardize the data format so you can ensure that AI can interpret the information accurately. But just think of the power of that by taking all of this data from your residents, from your, again, maintenance, you could have associate information in here as well, and then using AI to understand your areas of opportunity. So after you've, again, assessed and organized the data, you really need to invest in a centralized data platform. Obviously, you want something secure and a scalable data warehouse that supports large volumes of data, and you want it to integrate smoothly with AI tools. The other is you want, as a company, to implement some data governance. So you want to set quality standards for data accuracy. You want to create access policies to maintain privacy. You want to appoint data stewards in your company to oversee the data quality and usage. The next is really that basic AI automation. So begin with simple automations. Again, like some of the ones we talked, lease processing, maintenance, communication, scheduling, finding ways to make it easy to do automation. Chatbots with resident inquiries, all sorts of things that we're doing, but look at every aspect of the business. Look how you can apply an AI and some simple automation to improve what we do. The next, which is a real important step, which is launch the predictive analytics for key areas. Again, you had asked earlier, can you sort of predict the life, you know, maintenance sort of items? And you can. I know in my past we were predicting what the traffic would be. We're predicting whether a customer is going to lease, whether a customer, a resident, is going to renew. So having those predictive tools help you understand and manage your business better. So I think that's a real exciting area that that some companies are doing today and more will do tomorrow. And then the rest is, you know, sort of continuously training and improving these AI models, but making sure you're really using the insights and changing the way you do business so that you can really improve your performance and evolve with the residents' needs and their wants.
So talk a little bit about some of the security concerns. I mean, one of the big things in multifamily for everybody, whether it's automation or not, is cybersecurity. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, certainly you have to have people within your organization, your IT department, compliance, others that are really looking at overcoming security concerns. And as we all know, it's hard to keep up because it's ever evolving. And we certainly have to, again, be focused on this. But I also hope we balance that concern with cybersecurity or PI information being compromised, which we, again, all need to be looking at and protecting. But also, can we be more innovative? Because many times I've seen with tech committees or boards, their main topics have been security or maybe, again, this prioritizing the centralized data management, but what's been missing is that R&D for AI and automation. And you really have to balance both, again, security and that innovation. I think the companies that will emphasize R&D and AI, they're the ones that are going to have the edge and be agile in this rapidly evolving landscape.
All right, great topic. We could talk about it for, you know, another whole episode, but I want to transition because I always like to ask our guests, tell us a little bit about your journey of how you got into multifamily. I always find it interesting because most people never intended to get into multifamily, but tell us a little bit about your journey. And you've had a robust career thus far, and also want to find out a little bit about what you are doing with the Gorski Consulting Group, as well as how people could reach out to you if they wanted to.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a wonderful industry. And to your point, many of us have gotten here by chance. And that's too bad. I think we have to do a better job of really letting people know there's so many opportunities. And as things are changing, I think there's going to be even more exciting roles. But I began in the industry working as a groundskeeper at a pretty tough community in Baltimore, Maryland. I had a math theory degree and no one knew what to do with me, and so I couldn't get hired, and so started there. But what I found is just even picking up the trash, I could help somebody. They might have lost their cat, needed me to look for it, or they wanted me to call their son because they were sick. And so right away, I could see that I could you know, just help people. And I loved it. And from then on, it just went on to leasing, to marketing, to training, to research, to development. And so I've done a number of roles. And I've just really been passionate about this industry and excited that I've got to be in it and do the many different things that I have. And so now it's a new chapter. I started a consulting group, and I have different ways to work with customers to find solutions to their problems. Fractional CMO and fractional CXO positions also can be a strategic advisor in many areas, from centralization, AI automation, technology, marketing. I'm really known as a change agent, and I really do like transforming companies and brands. And so, yeah, so this is a new experience for me that I'm quite excited about. And if people want to reach out to me, they can reach me at the LinkedIn under Jamie Gorski, or jamiegorski@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We'll have you back on again, because you got some great insights that I know our listeners love to hear. But we're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.